As the Lord shall be pleased to help me, I shall call your attention to a subject you will find in Psalm 37, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Psalm 37 and the 23rd verse. The psalmist in this psalm draws a very solemn line of demarcation between the righteous and the wicked. And it is a very searching consideration as to which side of the line you and I are on. And every man whom God has ordained to preach the gospel will draw a solemn line of demarcation as he is helped of God to do so. So that in our congregation this Sabbath morn, it must be understood that we have before us the righteous and the wicked. Which character do you feel that you are? The Lord help you to consider it as before him with whom you have to do, and before whom you will another day give an account when you appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Our text tells us of a character that many of us desire to possess. The steps of a good man, and it means a good woman too, a good youth, a good maid, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Do you feel that you are the character in the text? A good man, a good woman, a good youth, a good maid? If not, do you want to be? Or are you content to be what you are, as you were born? When while you gather among people who are the characters in the text, yet you are content to remain an enemy to God and godliness, then you're on the wrong side of the line of demarcation. And although it looks well, and we are glad for you to be where you are in the worship of God, yet if that is how you feel, I am bound to tell you, you come in the category of the wicked. However well behaved you are in the house of prayer, it is what you are inside and what you are before God, and that you have no concern whatever to be found a good man, a good woman, a good youth, a good maid. Oh, your case is very, very solemn. And the greatest mercy that could befall you is to have your eyes open to see it, and to be made aware of it. And now I want, as the Lord shall help me, to look at this subject from three or four viewpoints of it. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The subject is one that is difficult to preach from. I have not yet found any text easy to preach from, but some are more difficult than others. And in looking at this subject, it might be well to find out one or two evidences whereby you can take courage that this adjective good, a good man, a good woman, are applicable to you. There is one evidence. It seems to be what I venture to say, the gospel low level as to an evidence, and yet it is an evidence. And if it is, then it comes from God. And it will take those who possess that evidence to heaven. And now the word of God says, a lover of good men. You may feel, some of you, the preacher is talking about a good man. I wish I could feel that is what I really am. And yet deep down in your heart, it is what you ask God to make you, what you do indeed desire to be. The Lord bless you. You are blessed already, and you shall be blessed much more ere long. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled, the dear Saviour said. And you do know if you love good men, good women, for what they are as good men, good women, what they are by the grace of God, which God has given you eyes to discern. You have felt like Barnabas, who when he came to Antioch and saw the grace of God, he was glad. You can see the grace of God. I know it is an abstract principle, but you can see the grace of God in its fruits, in people's lips and lives, and how glad you are to see it. And I was going to say, not only see it, but to sense it in your own heart, that the one whom you are looking upon is indeed the subject of the grace of God. And you could not realize that unless you also possess the grace of God to discern it. So do ponder in your hearts, if you possess this evidence, a lover of good men. The word of God lays that down as a sure evidence that you are a sinner born again. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And now, you may have your own thoughts in pondering this subject. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And now you must understand what this word ordered means. Because the psalmist, who was inspired of God to record this word to encourage us nowadays, took some steps that God did not order. Remember that. He took some steps which he was permitted to do on his own initiative, arising from what he was by nature. And he proved what one hymn writer says, with caution we should tread, for as we sow, we reap, and oft bring mischief on our head by some unwary step. This word ordered, you must understand, goes back to the covenant of grace, which is ordered in all things and sure. The psalmist did take steps which were against light and knowledge that God had given, and contrary to the word of God as much as he knew of it in his day. But God overruled the mistakes he made, showed him much mercy, and dealt with the psalmist with solemn discipline. And in that solemn discipline, he learned What saith the Scriptures? If my people transgress, I will visit their transgressions with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. And that is what God ordered the psalmist should learn. The margin reading is established. And remember, if you are a good man, a good woman, our very falls, they make us wise and show us where our victory lies. And there is one petition you can send up every day and all day. Myself I cannot save, myself I cannot keep, but strength in thee I fain would have, whose eyelids never sleep. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not, said David in another psalm. The steps of a good man. And now, looking at this word again, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. What does that really mean? Does it mean the Lord delighteth in his way? Yes. Does it mean the good man delighteth in his way? Yes. So that we have got to work that out, as the Lord shall help us. There is a word in the Proverbs which says, you might think about it too, the Lord taketh pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And the Lord delights to see poor sinners born again concerned to do that which is right in his sight, and to evidence the fruits that a good man should produce to prove that he is a good man. The Lord delighteth to see it. The Lord taketh pleasure in it. And now, in coming down to details, as the Lord shall help me, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Steps. And now that needs thinking about before God. If you and I have ever taken steps Godward, heavenward, then it was as God did for us what he alone could do. A new heart will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. I will give you a heart of flesh. Once that miracle is wrought, then from that time on, you can understand what the Apostle Paul lamented. And you will lament it too. I would do good, but evil is present with me. You must be made a good man, a good woman, to feel like that. The man in the street knows nothing whatever of such a concern of mind. It is the living that will lay these things to heart. The dead know not anything. I would do good, but evil is present with me. And now, can you remember, the Lord help you to look back and search into it. Can you remember, I say, when you took the first step Godward? When you first knocked at mercy's door? When it could be said of you for the first time, behold, he prayeth, behold, she prayeth. For these are the steps that a good man takes when he is made manifest as being a good man. He has to do with God, and he knows that God has to do with him, and he wants matters to be right between his soul and God. And the first steps he takes, as a rule, there are exceptions to it, but as a rule, the first steps he takes are steps in accordance with that word which declares, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall convince the world of sin. He takes steps whereby the eyes of the blind are opened, and he comes into a solemn awareness of his undone state in the Adam fall and his guiltiness before God with whom he has to do. I would just make a further comment on that. I said there are exceptions. What I mean is this. There are some people who seem to have been wrought upon, and they come into the love of God in the very early dealings of God with their souls. But they take these steps as they go on in life's journey and have to go on. And while they grow in grace, they grow in a knowledge of how sad our state by nature is. But some I can remember who have come before the church to tell of the dealings of God with their soul have said they could not state how they were brought to be sinners before God concerning the depths of convictions which they felt, but there was in their heart a want of Jesus Christ, and he encouraged them concerning it. But later on they come into that line of things and take these steps whereby they find every day they must say, God be merciful to me, a sinner. The steps of a good man are ordered. And as they are ordered, we must always remember God is a sovereign, how he leads his dear people into the truth, which he makes them to know in its power and preciousness. Some are taught by terrible things in righteousness. Some are led here a little, there a little, line upon line, and precept upon precept. So there are steps of conviction of sin, and then that means steps of confession of sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then there are steps which we may call steps of faith, whereby that lesson is learned, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of all them that diligently seek him. Steps of a good man make them to be like Peter on one occasion, when he made manifest, as he took steps of faith, we believe and assure thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Lord, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And you take steps before God in acknowledging none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. But in this experience of taking these steps of a good man, there will be steps of hope. The first step in hope you will take may be, who can tell but what God will be gracious unto me? And in taking that step, it gives you courage to take yet more steps. As the hymn writer says, all through the wilderness below, good hope expects more good to know, and thus is kept alive the soul. I may put it like this. Once you get that hope, as you've taken that step, who can tell but what God will be gracious unto me? You go on taking steps of expectation. You took them this Sabbath morn, if you came up to worship God aright before God where you are. You took this step I seek and hope to find a portion for my soul. Steps of faith, steps of hope. Aye, and you take steps of love, which is to say that you take these steps with willing feet. You are not driven. You are drawn, so that you come up to the house of prayer, desiring to worship God aright, and in taking such a step, you feel, we love the place, O God, wherein thine honour dwells, the joy of thine abode, all earthly joys excel. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thine house, and the place where thine honour dwelleth. These things well up in your breast as you take steps to come up to worship God, and you take this step. What is the house to me, unless the Master I can see? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And then, if you are helped to remember the way God has led you, and you go back to when the things of God were first of all made a reality to you, you will see the ordering, how you came to be where you were at the time. It may be you were in the house of prayer, hearing the gospel preached, and God made it a reality in your soul's experience. And it said to you, thou art the man. And from that day on, you have been taking steps to follow on, to know the Lord. But that was when it was ordered you should take the first step. Sometimes it may be when affliction is laid on. Sometimes it may be when bereavement comes to those near and dear to you, and you stand by a grave and you realize the necessity of being prepared to be well laid therein, in sure and certain hope of a joyful resurrection to the life everlasting. God uses all kinds of means in bringing about a good man being made manifest as a good man and taking the first steps to follow on to know the Lord. I have sometimes thought what a record it would be if the record could be made. It may yet be made in heaven. It will never be made on earth. How sinners born again were called by grace. The place where it was and the means God was pleased to use. And you might find that no two sinners in all heaven's redeemed millions have been called by grace alike. When you compare notes with other good men, good women, you find that the reality of it is there, but the record of it in some ways is different to how God called you by grace. And it shows how wonderful is the grace of God. And remember, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and they were ordered before the good man was born. Do believe that. He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure, says godly David, the psalmist who penned this psalm, and he was helped in heaven's own light to see how God had overruled and ordered his journeying through life to the end that he should be made manifest as a good man. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Then, these steps of a good man, and now here, it may be you will get more help. The steps of a good man, do listen, are always with his back to the world and his face heavenward, Godward, looking unto Jesus. the steps of a good man, evidence, separation from the world, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. After the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. And now, do you take steps like that in your everyday life? Are they the steps of a good man, a good woman, looking unto Jesus, looking heavenward for help from God to live your life as before Him with whom you have to do? Separation from the world. Oh, there must be separation from the world. Because a good man is to be set apart for God, a good woman too. And what is more, that is what your soul desires to be. This prayer and this ambition mine, living and dying, to be thine. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. There is just one more thought about these steps, ere I look at the subject from another viewpoint. These steps that you take are willing steps. Do keep that in mind. Not done by compulsion. My people shall be willing in the day of my power. I have told you, and I tell you once more, in the original that means my people are volunteers. And you find that feeling welling up in your breast. And you do it willingly. You take these steps of a good man because you do want that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, and be made conformable to His death. The hymn writer was taking these steps when he said, O Lord, I would seek the charms of Thy mind, the grace to be meek and lowly and kind, forbearing, forgiving, and loving always, and only be living to publish Thy praise. Oh, those are the steps of a good man. Oh, to be more often walking in such steps, instead of living at such a poor dying rate as so many of us appear to do. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I might add one more. I said these steps are willing steps. And now you see that willingness in taking these steps when God lays affliction, it may be, upon you. Or when you prove what the Word of God declares, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. At the first you are hesitant, it may be, to take those steps whereby a cross is laid upon you, and such a cross as the flesh much dislikes. And yet you will find another feeling, another frame of mind coming upon you, and you will do what the Saviour said then. He that taketh not up his cross and followeth after me cannot be my disciple. But you will find in your heart a concern to take it up honestly and to carry it willingly for Jesus' sake as well as your own. It is a wonderful thing in these steps of a good man when you find your heart with submission to His will, conquering all that you are by nature, which resents going to heaven. The flesh dislikes the way. But when you have a feeling like this, Thy way, not mine, O Lord, and you can leave the choice of what the future holds in store with Him who is infinite in wisdom, wonderful in counsel, and excellent in working. Lord, I would indeed submit, gladly yield my all to Thee. What Thy wisdom sees most fit must be surely best for me. And it is. And in the end, You will acknowledge it to be so. Like this dear psalmist did later on in the Psalms. What did he say then? Thou hast dealt well with Thy servant, O Lord. And remember, God cannot deal otherwise. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And now I want to look at it from this viewpoint of it. The steps of a good man are ordered, which is to say that nothing by chance or haphazard comes into our everyday lives as we desire to follow on to know the Lord. There are some things that do come, and they surprise us when they come because we had not expected them to come. But when we weigh the matter up in taking those steps, we see there is a need to be. God has a purpose in our everyday lives, and His purpose is that as we journey on, we shall make it very plain that we are good men, good women, and show forth His praise. But sometimes some steps have to be taken, which He has ordered for our discipline, and that we might be led more deeply into the truth, and that we might be separated from some things which are not for the honor and glory of God, and which are not for our soul's profit either. And do keep that in mind. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I will begin by saying, they're always ordered to dethrone the great I in us. It is surprising how the great I seeks to aggrandize itself with things which we may be encumbered about within our everyday lives, seeking that self shall be lifted up a little. Pride creeps in, but God in His mercy so orders our steps that we are brought low, no longer able to look on this and that and say, is not this great Babylon which I have built? No. The great I must be dethroned, and we must come to take this step. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto Thy name give glory for Thy mercy and for Thy truth's sake. In taking these steps, dear friends, whatever does come into your life of weal or woe, it is ordered that you shall learn it is enough for the disciple that he be as his Lord. Remember that scripture in Peter's epistle. Hereunto are ye called. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, that he shall ultimately be conformed to the image of his dear Son. And have you never prayed, like our hymn writer, as the image in the glass answers thee, beholder's face, thus unto my heart appear, print thy own resemblance there? Oh, you were taking the steps a good man takes, when that prayer welled up in your breast, be ye conformed to the image of his Son. there is one scripture which must be made manifest in our lives. And I was going to say, and I will, a scripture I am sometimes very much afraid of. I tremble in thinking upon it. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The steps of a good man are so ordered that your own spirit shall be brought low, subdued by the grace of God, and that this should be the truth about you, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Another thing regarding these steps being ordered, they are ordered to wean us from any trust we may be liable to place in creatures or in anything that is of the earth earthy. I like what one hymn writer says, and that is what I mean to convey to you, dear people. Thy whole dependence on me fix, nor entertain a thought thy worthless schemes with mine to mix, but venture to be naught. And then there is this scripture, ye are my witnesses. Therefore, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, that the world with whom he has to do, wherever he resides, shall know that there is a difference between that man and what the worldling is. Do you think people can discern that difference in you as you live your everyday life? Are you on the right side of the line of demarcation? Every good man, good woman, good youth, good maid is on that side. A wonderful mercy. Who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou dost not receive? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. As I said earlier on, ordered for our discipline, so that you come into times when the chastening hand of God is upon you. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And now, looking at the subject from another viewpoint, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You see, every good man has his way. Every good woman has her way. So with every good youth, good maid. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And one hymn writer says, the lot is cast where I'm to go, and all I have to do below, and every step I have to tread, till I arrive at Christ my head. There is the sovereignty of God. My times are in thy hand. But what I want you to think about is the way that you are going along. And maybe the way at the present time is very difficult for you to tread and take the steps God has ordained you to take therein. Maybe affliction is laid upon you. Or it may be you are in adverse circumstances, or you are walking in darkness and have no light. You're in the midst of obscurity as to the why and wherefore of the dealings of God with you. In fact, you are tempted as to whether God has any dealings with you. That can be proved. Do you have any dealings with God? Get that matter settled, and the other will be settled at the same time. If God is dealing with you to make you a good man, a good woman, you will be dealing with God about that matter too. It will be a frequent petition. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. O Lord, make me right and keep me right. Grant me some religion thou art the author of, which alone will do to live by and at the last to die by. But it may be the way you are going, you are meeting with opposition from the world. You are called upon to make a sacrifice, and the flesh shrinks from it. You tremble at the prospect of making a sacrifice, and yet deep down in your heart you want to be a good man, a good woman, and say, it is the Lord, let him do what seemeth him good. And do remember that word in the epistle to the Romans. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I do like that wording. You think about it, dear friends. Which is your reasonable service? What that means is this. Think of what God has done for you and is doing. Surely, you should be doing what you can for him. Like Joseph Hart says, behold the gospel plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do what good you can. And follow in the steps of good men, good women, down through the ages who were living sacrifices. Thousands of them went to the stake, laid their heads on the block, and died for Jesus' sake. But you have got to live for Jesus' sake. And that means you have got to forsake all and follow him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Oh, dear friends, much might be said about the way that the good man goes and what he meets as he goes along therein. But I want to get right down to bedrock. Did you ever delight in the way? Even when you were smarting and sore under tribulations laid upon you and wondering where the scene would end, yet deep down underneath you could take courage that the Lord was leading you in the way wherein you should go. Oh, that is a wonderful mercy when you can feel God is your guide. And he delighteth in his way. Since all that I meet shall work for my good, the bitter is sweet, the medicine is food. All you find in these things, out of the eater shall come forth meat, out of the strong shall come forth sweetness. And this delight of the good man in his way is, when all is said and done, the fact that the way he is going along has got heaven at the end of it. He may often have many fears and faintings about it. He may often have much trembling in his spirit regarding what he is called to endure. But every now and again, he will get some help, and hope will be brightened. And sometimes he will have this feeling, yes, I to the end shall endure, as sure as the earnest is given. More happy but not more secure, the glorified spirits in heaven. And as I come to the amen, which you might be waiting for, I ask you a question. You go back over your religion, what you hope God has done for your soul. What do you know of spiritual delight? It is not always mourning, sorrow. There is much of that. But there is this side to it, and your sorrow shall be turned into joy. And there is delight that comes from our never-dying soul. And the psalmist says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. The happiest moments you have ever had in your life as you have journeyed along, or when you have had hope in God made bright in your soul's experience, when you have felt a sweet assurance, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When you could look back and see the way you have come along and discern the waymarks set up therein to assure you that you were indeed a pilgrim to Canaan bound. You see this lined out with Israel in the wilderness, and that might give you a thought for meditation, and it will help you along life's way to meditate upon it. And now, as you view the journeyings of Israel in the wilderness, as they took steps to go forward, they could only do so as the cloud moved on ahead to direct them where their next stopping place was to be. But it has often been a matter of meditation to me as to the names of those stopping places. And you will find those stopping places in their names have a meaning which set forth what their experience was in that stopping place. You will remember Marah, and they came to Marah, and they could not drink of the waters because they were made bitter, and the people murmured. But God commanded Moses what to do, to cut down a tree. And when that was cast into the waters, they were made sweet. And then instead of murmuring, they could take delight in having that water to drink, to solace their thirst. There is another stopping place I have in mind, and that is called Rephidim. And now that means the couch of rest. And you will find in taking these steps of a good man, some places, shall we call them stopping places, where the cloud has led you, there may be a bitter experience. And you will have to drink that cup which God has mingled for you. But in the end you will find it is ordered. Though our cup seems filled with gall, there's something secret sweetens all. And then, when you think of Pi-hahiroth, which means the lion's mouth, and when the children of Israel were there, the mountains were on either side, the Red Sea before them, and the Egyptians were pursuing them behind. What steps did they take then? God said to Moses, speak ye to the children of Israel, that they go forward. Though the way lies through the sea, Israel, what is that to thee? And you read later on, and they went through the flood on foot. And they saw the glory of God and the destruction of their enemies. Not one of them was left. And on they went with their wilderness journeying. And there is another stopping place. I hope you will not have to stop there very often. Kibroth Hattaava, the grave of lusts. When you have made your plans and purpose to do this and that, and God has allowed you to go forward with it, and then the whole thing has collapsed, and your plannings are all in pieces, and God has brought home to you, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. And if you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. But the steps of a good man, when he is made manifest and in a right mind, are to sow to the Spirit. And he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And the psalmist goes on to amplify it. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And he led them forth by the right way. Oh, that God may in his great mercy be our guide, even unto death. Then, come what will, it shall be well. Amen.